It was a good season for most Kodiak fishermen. I'll just run through it. So for sockeye, we came in pretty much on forecast, right at about 2.5 million fish. We harvested at our IGVAC allocation. Karlik early and late run were both strong. Iakulik was about what we expected. And although the runs on the south end of the island were poor, they were stronger than we expected. And we had excellent sockeye escapement for most all systems. And even our major hatchery sockeye run on the west side of Kodiak in Spiridon had an excellent year. For chum salmon, we had our largest chum harvest ever. We basically harvested double what we typically do. Most all the major systems received excellent escapement, and even the hatchery chum run was better than expected. It was a very large wild pink salmon run this year for Kodiak. Harvest was largest on the west side, especially around Uyak Bay. Most all major pink salmon systems received excellent escapement, especially in Uyak Bay, which probably got a little more than expected or what we really needed. The hatchery pink run was a little smaller than we expected, but overall the pink forecast or the pink harvest was about what we expected, and the forecast had just over 27 million. The coho run was similar to the pink salmon run. It showed up a little late, but was above average and on forecast. And with the limited escapement data that we actually collect, it suggests that we received pretty good escapement. The total amount of money initially paid to fishermen, which is called ex vessel value, for this year is it was in the top five or six ever. So a good year for what was paid out to fishermen. Purse seine fishermen had about as good as a year as it gets. For gill netters, it was the largest ex vessel value in the past 20 years. So for the most part, good salmon escapement everywhere in Kodiak. About what we expected for harvest, above average value, and made for a really good year.
And I've heard that the statewide king runs were somewhat dicey in some locations. How did Kodiak do?
So Kodiak has two small king stocks on the west side. We've got Karlik and Iakulik, and both of them did not achieve their escapement goals this year. We do have a regulation for island-wide that purse seiners have to release king salmon 28 inches or greater in length in June. And then we also extended that for the entire or a large portion of the west side through the rest of the year as well to see if we can get more kings in there.
Is there anything that stands out to you about this salmon season in particular?
You know, the pink and silver runs were really late this year. They were large and they were late, which is a bit interesting. We had our largest pink salmon harvest in September ever this year, by and far. Usually on a huge pink year, we'll catch, you know, a half a million, you know, pinks in September. I think we caught over 3 million pinks. We caught more pinks in September this year than we caught nearly all last year.